A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's by looking back at last night's Carabao Cup action as Man City beat Chelsea at the Etihad. Here's all the fallout to the game on the Sports Bar with Jamie O'Hara and Dean Saunders on TalkSport.
Manchester City 2, Chelsea 0. City safely through second half goals from Riyad Mahrez, a brilliant free kick, and Julian Alvarez. Chelsea huffed and puffed and had good chances in the first half, but lost their way and they are out. Manchester City 2, Chelsea 0.
Well, obviously disappointed to go out with the result, but in terms of the performance, quite happy.
We accept the reality that they are a top team. They created some problems, but it's normal, so they are really good. But in general, I'm so pleased for the way we play.
I mean, the result is what it is, but in terms of the performance, a step forward for us, I think.
Man City's bench tonight was valued at £341 million.
The bench. It's ridiculous.
So I would forget that result tonight.
Everyone in this City team is unbelievable technically, and you know, I thought I was quite good technically on the ball when I first came to City, and then I had my first training session, and just to be around the lads and them making me feel so welcome made it a lot easier.
I was just wondering, did you watch the game, Jamie?
Yeah.
You were saying we got battered.
You got beat.
No, we didn't get battered. Did you see the stats? Most chances created, Chelsea.
I've seen the result.
Their XG, Chelsea.
Manchester City 2, Chelsea 0.
I thought we played well, created some good chances. It was more like how we want the team to look. Performances have been a bit frustrating recently, so that's a step forward for us, I think.
Elsewhere in the Carabao Cup, we brought you two live games across the TalkSport network. On TalkSport, Nottingham Forest beat Spurs at the City Ground, whilst over on TalkSport 2, Liverpool beat Derby. Here's how it sounded on a busy old night of football across the TalkSport network.
The 5 minutes are going to be elongated, are they? No! Referee says full time. And Tottenham are out of the League Cup at the first hurdle.
About the commitment, about the desire, I have nothing to complain with my players.
I don't know what to say.
Beaten by Forest.
This can't continue. I've been a massive fan of Conte, but the way that we're playing, Dean, and the way that we're going about games, and the constant going 1-0 down, 2-0 down, first half performances absolutely miles off it. I don't kind of know how I can keep saying back him, back him, back him, because eventually I'm going to look like the idiot.
I think that Nottingham Forest show it to have more energy than us tonight, and for sure, if you compare the two teams, and Nottingham Forest played less game than us.
Forest beating Spurs for the first time in 25 years. What a frustrating night for Tottenham and for Antonio Conte. Another defeat, their fourth in their last five games.
Doherty's not good enough. Emerson's not good enough. Lloris isn't good enough, and I wasn't playing tonight. Forrest's not good enough. Romero's our only decent defender, but he's meant out to be like a Maldini type. And Ryan Sessegnon. Did we buy Ryan Sessegnon or bloody Steven Sessegnon?
Right now, I keep saying we've got to back him. We've got to do this. He'll win us a competition. He'll win us a trophy. We're out of the Carabao Cup by Nottingham Forest. I mean, it's not good enough.
Realistically, we're not going to win the league. We're not going to win the Champions League. We've got a chance of two cups, and that was blown tonight.
I have sat at the new stadium for the last 5-6 months, bored out my brain, clock watching. Like, where does it stop with? And tonight, you know, was an absolute disgrace.
It just creates disharmony when you play weakened teams and you think...
Yeah, but he hasn't played a weakened team, though.
Well, he has.
He hasn't.
He has.
Honestly, Jamie, Tottenham were poor. We're not brilliant, but Tottenham are not a very good football team, in my opinion.
Mate, we're not playing with any intensity. We're playing for 45 minutes a match. And he's saying about intensity. What intensity? We're not even using any energy. Forget it. Jose used to park the bus. He's got the bus and the players parking their cars. This is awful. It's disgusting. I'll pay for his Uber to Stansted. Get out.
You want him out? You want him out, Mehmet?
Out! Out!
I still think he'll get it right, though, Jamie Conte. I've still got faith that he'll get it right. He just needs to survive bad patches, which they're in right now.
Forest deservedly through. They've beaten Spurs tonight by 2-0.
Left-footed from Elliott, up against Wildsmith, the goalkeeper. This to win the tie for Liverpool. He does! Goalkeeper went the wrong way. Elliott races over to Kevin Kelleher. Kelleher really is Liverpool's hero. Three saves in the penalty shootout, and Harvey Elliott absolutely nerveless.
Kelleher in that Liverpool
three
goal.
Three saves. Mickey,
they were amazing. Wow. They were absolutely amazing. We saw it in the cup final, didn't we? When Kepa missed the penalty. I think that went to 11-10. But tonight was a little bit different, and he had to come up with the goods, and he came up with the goods all right. Those saves were just absolutely fantastic.
The way he saved them, there wasn't one bad penalty, and it was all in the corner. But he was there. It's unbelievable.
When we got to the penalties, like obviously I wanted to win, but I'm not going to be heartbroken if we don't. It's all about the performance and how hard we had to work out of possession, and it just seemed a good night of football. We brought a massive following. There were a seat spare. Both sets of fans were singing. We both had a go, and fair play to Liverpool. They go through, full of my respect, and wish him all the best.
Paul Warmby absolutely thrilled to pieces with what he's seen from his players tonight. They can walk off this pitch with their heads held high. They really can.
It would be great to see, obviously, with the following of this club, to see it back in the top flight, but there's a lot of work to go, I think.
He'll be proud as punch of his younger players who were given their opportunity tonight. You know, he wasn't as irate as he normally is in that technical area. He just let them get on with things, but they couldn't come up with the answers or the goods to stick the ball in the back of the net after 90 minutes.
It's a good night now, so nothing happened, nobody injured. Intense game, yeah. I think everybody was entertained, so good game. But I think when you watch 90 minutes, we obviously deserved it, but that means nothing in penalties because if you don't save them, then you are out.
Liverpool had been frustrated. Wildsmith and the Derby defence had absolutely excelled. But when it came to the crunch, Liverpool just had enough. And Jurgen Klopp's side avoid a scare here.
A cup competition, 5,500 Derby supporters. And I think they're all going to leave this stadium tonight proud as punch. I really do.
Yep.
But somebody had to lose. And unfortunately, it's Derby County.
Now, Wales have named their 26-man squad for their first World Cup campaign in 64 years with no real surprise omissions. Here's the take of their manager, Rob Page, TalkSport's Lawrence Mora, and the former Wales striker, Dean Saunders.
I have the squad list for Wales Qatar 2022 tournament. So let's run you through that 26-man squad. Goalkeepers, Wayne Hennessy, Danny Ward and Adam Davis. The defenders, Ben Davis, Ben Cabango, Tom Lockyer, Joe Roden, Chris Meppham, Ethan Ampadu, Chris Gunter, Nico Williams, Connor Roberts. The midfielders will be Sorba Thomas, Joe Allen, Matthew Smith, Dylan Levitt, Harry Wilson, Joe Morrell, Johnny Williams and Aaron Ramsey. While the forwards will be Reuben Colwill, Gareth Bale, Kiefer Moore, Mark Harris, Brennan Johnson and Dan James. So that is the 26-man squad.
I don't think I've surprised many Welsh supporters, if I'm being honest with you. I think they would have, you know, second-guessed what the squad was going to be. The difficulty is always leaving players out. So I have to strip the emotion away from it and pick a squad that I think is going to be effective in a World Cup.
You know, Ed, it's not like England where you say, don't worry, there'll be another one. We might not get another one. So if you get left out of this squad, you're seriously unlucky and you're thinking, will it ever come round again?
There's not many surprises in there. This is very much the squad that has had so much success for Rob Page since he took over as manager and took them to the Euros and to the World Cup.
The main thing is, with our team, although we, you know, we're sort of the underdogs in the group, we've got players who can run. We've got pace. And with the heat that's going to be out there, I think it's an advantage for us. You know, we're not going to get knocked out through lack of effort and lack of running.
We're going to throw everything at it. We don't care about the emotions of the first time we've qualified. There's so many we're going to go and give it our best.
There's also question marks over the fitness of Joe Allen.
Fingers crossed on Joe Allen. He's a very important player for us. He's obviously still injured, but he's picked him in the squad.
It's not great. You know, we want him playing games. We want him playing Saturday, coming into camp, but it's not to be. And it's frustrating because it could have been avoided. So, you know, it is what it is. We have to be positive. We have to make a plan moving forward. We'll get him on camp Sunday and we'll leave it as late as possible to make that call.
One name that's leapt out, as in has been brought in, is Tom Lockyer. 12 months out of the squad, he is back in the fold and back for the World Cup.
I think he's earned the right to be back involved. I think his levels of performance in the Championship have been excellent. And with Reece's injury, I thought it was a no-brainer to get him back involved.
We're a bit short in other areas, but we make up with it, like you said, with the spirit we've got. You know, there's no in-house battles. There's harmony always in the Welsh camp. We always feel like it's us against the world. And it's 64 years, Aid, since we qualified, so I can't wait for it.
Every competition we go into, every game we play, we want to win. And there's no different than a World Cup. So if we can sustain again that level of performance against USA and Iran and England, then I think the result will take care of itself.
So Wales named their squad yesterday, but today all eyes will be on Gareth Southgate as he names England's 26-man squad for this month's World Cup in Qatar.
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Well, the door is open. There's no question about that. We have a lot of good players, and whoever I pick, there's always going to be debate about who we don't pick. We've got to make the best calls that we possibly can.
I think Ben White will be in the squad. I'll be really surprised if he isn't. I think the more he plays in that right back berth, the better he gets.
If you're in the World Cup, Ali, you need a plan B. Ivan Toney's perfect.
There's not much to justify Grealish compared to, say, Maddison. And he's been doing it in the struggling Leicester City side. Yeah, he's even better. That's all I
ask of you, honey. James Maddison. You know, we talk about players playing well. He's got to go to the World Cup.
How do you say to a Callum Wilson or an Ivan Toney, we're not going to pick you, but we're going to pick Rashford?
I think the form of Tammy Abraham is a concern. Not been great this season at Roma, but I think he might still have a little bit more in the bank.
Trippier and Ben White, I mean, those two, for me, had to be in there because of their form.
There's a player that I'm so intrigued to know more about, which is Fikayo Tomori. For me, I feel like he deserves a chance.
We've got to make the best calls that we possibly can.
Find out who will make the plane from 1 p.m. this afternoon as Adrian Durham hosts a special show where he'll be joined by former England internationals Gabby Agbonlahor, Danny Mills and Leanne Sanderson. One man who looks likely to be on that plane to Qatar is, of course, the West Ham midfielder Declan Rice. And his former teammate and, of course, West Ham legend Mark Noble was a guest on The Breakfast Show on Wednesday morning. Here he is speaking about Rice. And although he thinks he can be the England captain one day, he also told us that the young midfielder can get even better than he is now.
When I first see him come into the first team fold and see what he was like, and there was a moment in training in pre-season under Slaven in Germany where the ball come into him mid-centre half. He was only a 17-year-old kid at the time, and he slapped one into me. I set him off, and then he hit a diag with his other foot about 40 yards with a bit of fade on it. And I looked back and I thought, he's going to take my place in a team at some point. To then take my own son to a game as a fan during the Euros and to see how well he played in the Euros and to speak to him daily about his performances. And it was just an incredibly proud moment for me because I'd seen him grow from a boy really to one of the best centre midfield players in world football actually. So as much as I didn't play for England, to see someone so close be so good and also come so close to actually bringing football home was pretty special.
I was up at Liverpool. I gave Declan a man of match, and you don't normally do that to the losing team. Thought West Ham were unlucky. I thought he's absolutely outstanding, and there's got to be a potential England captain in there.
Ali, I couldn't agree with you more. I watched the game about the England captain side of things. I totally agree. I've said that in the press before. I think if you see Declan firsthand at training every day and see what he does, you'll appreciate how good he is. And he can even get better. He can improve on his game, whether that's scoring goals or assists. He can learn. That's the thing with him. He keeps learning. And that Liverpool game, I think he showed that the levels he can go to, you know, playing in a losing team. But obviously, I know you give him man of the match, but it was, I'll back you up, it was fully deserved because he was world class that night. I think he's got 2 years or two years left on his contract. We'd all hope that we can keep hold of him, but I think he's going to be sought after by obviously some of the top clubs, not only in this country but in the world. And you can see with Deck, he loves his football. I don't think he's fussed about money and all that sort of thing. He wants to be successful, and on his mind, it was always on his mind this year to worry about the World Cup and look forward to that and play well there. So you're right. For me, it will be a bit strange when it comes to the end of the season, and if anything, or there's going to be rumours about Deck. Of course there is, but I've always said to myself, in this role, in the role I'm going to take up, honesty is key. As long as you're honest and you say what you believe and you're honest with players, they can never go, "Oh, he lied to me," or "he went behind my back." And that's what I intend to do.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end the show by hearing from the Premier League's all-time leading goalscorer, Alan Shearer. He also joined Laura Woods, Ali McQuest and Stuart Pearce on The Breakfast Show. And here he is discussing his former side, Newcastle, with him telling us he cannot believe the progress Eddie Howe has made during the first 12 months in charge.
Southampton 1, Newcastle 4. The Magpies are flying. 9 Premier League games unbeaten. 4 wins on the spin. The Eddie Howe revolution is in full effect. Newcastle are up to third, ahead of Spurs playing later. So, Eddie Howe, wow, his team are absolutely flying.
I mean, I expected improvement this season, but I didn't expect it to be as great as what we're seeing. I mean, they what a job Eddie Howe is doing and has done. I mean, it was remarkable in the way he kept Newcastle up last year, because if you remember, in and around Christmas, I thought they were certain to be relegated. And then the signings, I mean, Kieran Trippier for me was a key signing. He was a game changer with his attitude and everything else, with his ability, with his leadership qualities. He sort of came into the club. And when you remember what he's achieved and what he's won as a player, for him to choose Newcastle, who were in a within a real chance of being relegated, was a big decision. So once he went in there, and I think that then attracted others to the football club. So he got them safe last year. And the way they're playing this year, they look so fit. I mean, it's an unbelievable atmosphere at St James's Park, Ali, as you know. I mean, it hasn't been the last 14 or 15 years, but for the past year since Eddie's been in there, it is totally transformed. It is incredible. The players are feeding off that, and they're going after teams, and they're playing some really good, entertaining football, and everyone seems up to it. And they look really strong in every position. And what also has been key is, I mean, I mentioned Trippier. Some of his other signings, Nick Pope has been fantastic. I mean, their win at Tottenham last weekend, for the first 15 minutes they were under the cosh, he made two big saves, one-on-ones in those minutes, which kept them in the game, which then gave them the platform to go and play. So, yeah, they're ahead of schedule. I mean, I hope I'm wrong again, but I don't see them finishing in the top four. They've got a really good chance, but I just and that might depend if they go out and sign another player or two in January. But with what they've got at the minute, bear in mind they're doing it without Saint-Maximin and they're doing it without their record signing in Isak as well. So if they were to get another one or two in January, my decision, my opinion might change in the top four. But whatever happens, if they get into fifth, sixth, seventh, I think that would be a big improvement on last year, and that's all we can ask for at Newcastle, isn't it?
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on Talksport, wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back this afternoon on Andy Olsen's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent, and Jack Wilshere is in the studio, reacting to Gareth Southgate's 26-man England squad for this month's World Cup. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks for Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.